Utah had the 10th highest suicide rate in the nation in 2010, according to the state's Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. Division Assistant Director Doug Thomas says suicide is too often a permanent solution for a temporary problem.
And often people don't feel like it's a temporary problem. They feel like it's not going to end, which is why they think they need that kind of a solution.
Thomas says Utah officials are developing universal mental health screening and safety planning tools, similar to what New York State has used to drive down its suicide rate by 10% since 2009.
Whether you're with the police or with the hospital or with mental health or substance abuse or with the schools, there'll be a common language so we can assess faster, screen faster, and get people in to get help.
Lisa Stoddard is suicide prevention coordinator with the Salt Lake City VA. She says roughly 20% of people who commit suicide are military veterans.
The problem that we see that I think is devastating is that of a lot of our service members that do ask for help, if we could have helped them before it got this bad, there's a lot that could have been done to save marriages, jobs, and things.
Preliminary data from the Utah Department of Health show there were 540 suicides in Utah last year compared to 350 in 2005. Whitney Evans, KUER News.